Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny was forced to evacuate his home yesterday. We'll get all those stories on Monday. In the meantime, it's Sarah, Brinny, and Nicole co-starring or special guest star John when he feels like weighing in. He's sitting there reading news stories. I don't know what he's doing. I guess texters are mad because I said just the three of us. And like, what about John?
So yeah, listen. What about me?
What, yeah. Well, really, what about Sarah. You? Please contribute something so that we can include you. And we'll...
Okay, continue.
He made your computer work, Sarah.
I know he did. You know what? I'm totally wrong. I take it all back. Where would I be without you?
Thank you, listener.
All right. So, yeah, I'm having some computer issues. Blah, poor me. My computer that embraces the whole world is
master
slow.
In that break. What's my password for this?
Sarah, I did want to cry. At one point, I was like, I'm going to cry if I can't get all my things. I can't log on to this. I can't get it back. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen? People with real problems are like, oh, my God, I'm going to go throttle her. Well, I'm not giving you my address. You'll have to Google it. Good luck with that. Google's having problems today, too. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Feed America. This is important, you guys. Oakland Unified School District is serving free student meals this new school year. The district is providing nutritious foods while campuses remain closed. A lot of people count on this food. This is like the one meal that the kid gets. Grab-and-go meal service, which is ridiculous, by the way. Come on, America. Let's take care of each other. Grab-and-go meal service happens Mondays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So any student in the preschool, the K-12, the young adult program, they can get food at 22 different sites if you're part of the Oakland Unified School District. If you want information on this, if you need help with this, OUSD, Oakland Unified School District, OUSD.org/COVID-19 student meals. And if you go to RadioAlice.com or you go to the, is it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
I believe you posted it the other day, right?
Yes, I believe we did. But, you know,
there's so much stuff
sources.
There, I forget what I posted.
I know. Boy, we are populating that page, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So it's Friday. Hooray! No matter what else is happening, it's, you know, Friday. People are in better moods. And it's New Music Day, so that's fun. The first thing we're going to do for you today is, I'm totally stoked to hear this. On Stranger Things, I can't remember her character's name, but there's a little girl that works at like the, is it the ice cream scoop shop? I'm not sure. The, you know, wherever one of the kids works. And her name is Maya Hawke in real life. She is the daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke. And we talked quite a bit about her being a part of the show. Like, oh, who is that girl? She's so sassy. You know, fun. And it turns out that she's a child star of former stars or former child stars. Well, maybe they weren't child stars. Anyway, she's the daughter of Uma and Ethan. Who cares, Sarah?
Stars.
Shut up. God,
they're just stars.
Blah, blah, blah. Just stars.
That's fine,
so she was on the third season of Stranger Things, and she is a singer. This is the debut album from 22-year-old Maya Hawke. It's called Blush. First of all, let me ask you, because Nikki and Brinny pulled the music. Did you like this? Do you like this?
Nikki?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, it's like an indie feel to it. So it's very easy to listen to. I personally didn't know who she was So when I was pulling,
you know what, Stranger Things?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh dear Lord!
I watched a little.
No Big Brother, no Stranger Things. She's just busy.
What are with these kids these days?
What is that?
What is she doing over there?
Neck deep in TikTok, I guess.
That and no books.
Yeah, she reads.
Oh, there you go.
She's probably hanging out in an RV.
I can actually. Yeah,
hanging out in my RV, John.
That was a fun day. We had a little tour of our RV.
We did. Nikki took us on a tour of her whole house.
That's where I'd be hanging out.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Well,
there.
Fine. We'll get you one of those, and you can go hang out.
And oh, and by get you, you mean get myself one of those, right? Is that what you mean, Sarah?
He can't come in. I'm busy in there.
There'll be crafts in it. Yeah, screw it. She ruined that too. So we'll find something else.
Huh. Yeah. I really think John should be on the Zoom call so that if he says anything hilarious ever, we'll be able to use it on the Alice973 Instagram.
Valid point for once, Sarah. John, hop on the Zoom call.
Hop on the Zoom call. Same link it always is.
Let's get to this music here. We've poured so much. We spent a lot of time doing this.
Well,
this
we've got all day, so no problem. Let's do this.
All right.
This is Maya Hawk Blush.
All right. And the first one is called So Long. And it's called So Long.
How are you tomorrow? We'll tell.
That is pretty. Voice is reminding me of someone. Is it? I mean, could it be Halsey? Like if Halsey would like, she's got that raspy edge wrapped around her voice there. Of course, Jane listens to our new music segment to see if there's anything new she needs to add. I wonder if that would ever, you know. That's pretty enough. Is there
Jane
like a
listens
single,
to our or? New music because she loves us. She actually probably hangs out with these people. So
No. We need to be able to tell her we're part of the process. I keep telling myself that.
We tell ourselves that.
We tell ourselves that all the time. She'll be texting me black hearts any minute. So what do you think? I liked it. I thought it was
It's calming.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming is right. It's very chilled. Mm-hmm. Is there a single or is that a single?
Don't question the fast facts.
It's an album.
So there's
she pulled two of these. We kind of split this in half, you know, the new music. She did half, I did half, but we had some problems
today.
I couldn't get my password. You know how that goes. She's like, "Oh man, we couldn't log into the password for whatever or at the station. I used to have it always logged into our music streaming service, but since I've been home, it's a whole thing. Yeah. So I pulled half. So the stuff she has is 30-second clips of things. So here's the second
one. Oh, that's totally
fine.
That'll be enough.
Exactly. And the stuff that I pulled is longer, as usual. But here is Be Myself.
John is not impressed.
Wow, Brynn.
Off my game, I know.
It's pretty. There's nothing wrong with it. It's very pretty. It's not pretentious. She's just singing pretty songs. That is Blush, the debut album from 22-year-old Maya Hawk. Again, you'd know her from the third season of Stranger Things. And she's the daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
That's Hawk with an E.
Thank you, John.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. The Killers have a new record out today. The Killers. God, sometimes like you just hope Vinny's not listening. It's just, don't worry, we're not. We'll get it together, Vin. Imploding the Mirage is the new record from The Killers. This is their sixth album, their first without their lead guitarist, who left the band in 2017. It includes a single called Caution, and there's a song on there with Katie Lang, who I love. So what did you grab off of this record?
Here's the one with Katie Lang. It's called Lightning Fields.
You. I just wanted to run my fastest and stand beside you in the lightning field of love. I didn't want to wake up. I just wanted to run my fastest.
Okay. I didn't hear Katie in that at
all.
Yeah,
since it was a 30-second preview.
Oh, you grabbed it. Okay. Yeah. I got it. Mm. It's fun. What awesome. Else did you grab off of this?
The next one's called Killers. Fire in the Bone.
Oh. We've heard this, right? Maybe not.
Have we?
There was one song that Bryn pulled. I don't know if it was on Monday or something, but we've heard a new...
This week?
Yeah.
Yeah, this week. Or we heard late a new last track week, from possibly. Them. Yeah.
And I but I
oh,
forgot.
We did. Yeah, I did pull Fire and Bone. There it is. Oh,
okay. Make me do that.
I have no memory of anything. I'm so weird.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. Yeah, all right, well, let's actually listen to this. Here we go. We'll go ahead and play it.
Oh, you know what? I'll pull the one I did because it's longer. It's a lot longer. Yeah. Now we have 30 seconds of that. All right, here it is, Fire and Bone. I felt cast out, I felt 86, I felt darkness, but I felt fire and bone. I felt no good, I felt low down, and I felt alone. I felt unknown, I felt fire and bone.
I remember Vinny talking about this. Saying how much it reminded him of Bowie, right? Wasn't that what he was? Or Talking Heads, maybe? I think it was a week or two ago. Anyway, do we have some more from the Killers?
I sure do. Here, this last one is called Running Towards a Place.
All right.
And here it is. It's going to play in like... Just jumps in. What is John doing right now?
It's so distracting. Why does he have to play? It's like he doesn't get that we're doing a show here. As far as he's concerned, this is just a Zooming.
He's having fun.
He's, oh, God, okay. He's such a distraction.
It's my virtual background on Zoom. It's fun.
I like it.
I like it too, John, for the record.
Frankly,
I was listening
I'm
to the music.
It. No, you weren't. You were sticking your finger up the tiger's nose.
Get him.
There you go. That's
I definitely want to get to the one that you liked from the old school band that you love. Because I thought.
Yeah. Erasure has a new record out today.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do that then. This is their 18th album. These are guys who've been around since, I don't know, 1985 or something. They've had a few hits in America, Merca. But they're really famous in Europe. I mean, they're a huge band. They're just a synth pop duo. It's Andy Bell and a guy named Vince Clark. They formed in London in 1985. And this is their 18th album. Let me see that. It's been a while since their
last
one.
Did they do that? Living in harmony. Oh,
yeah. That's always. That's my favorite song. Right. I told. So Bryn will play that right now because I specifically asked for it.
Open your eyes. Where's that part you were singing, John? I don't know where
it's
that was.
It's the chorus.
Oh, okay.
Always I want to be with you.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Turn it up. I love this tune so much.
That's adorable.
You know, I'm kind of feeling like Nicole, like, you know, reading the vampire books going, huh, it doesn't really hold up.
Oh, no.
I remember that differently. I remember that being a better song.
Well, I promise you, Bryn pulled the wrong remix. There's no question. He never pulls the right one. It's either live.
Remixes of this?
The one that was just... a big radio hit was definitely, I remember it having a surging beat behind it. It was like, harmony. I just feel like it was.
Yeah, Bryn.
Well, this was the only option I thought there was on Amazon Music Unlimited, but don't get mad at me because your taste is bad.
You know, I actually think, Nicole, that we have this song in the Alice Library. Do you know how to search for a tune in there on the Wide Orbit?
Yeah, I do.
Let's hear if it's different.
I like the instruments in here, this part.
Yeah.
What's the song name again?
It's called Always by Erasure.
Here, let me just go ahead while she searches for that version that you think is going to be better.
Yeah, let's hear something off this actual album, this new album.
Here's the album.
Oh, hold on, hang on. Wait. Okay. James Ring. She's saying Vince Clark from Erasure also founded Depeche Mode. She knows everything. God, she's amazing.
Duh, so amazing. She's our music queen.
She is our music queen. Or queen.
And so, you ready for this first cut here?
Yeah.
This is off the record Neon. The Neon. And this is Nerves of Steel.
Okay.
The world's your stage. Are you gonna make your way back here? Who rattled your cage? Who rattled your cage? Don't you know I love it when you say you miss me madly? True.
I just love the instrument choices that they choose.
They are fully still in the 80s. It's fantastic.
Nicole, you got that queued up?
Yeah, I have it queued up.
All right, let's see how different it is from my version. Let's hear it.
Okay, give me one second.
Oh, we have to listen. We can't skip ahead in this version, can we?
Yeah, we can't. We should be able to, no?
I don't know how.
No,
well, I don't think so. I'm not there to figure it out, so I'm not going to try.
Well,
it sounds the same.
It sounds the same to me.
Sounds like the same beat, that's for sure. No, there it is. Totally different. Totally different. You pulled the wrong version.
No, I don't feel like I did.
Listen to that bass. Boom, 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 boom. Now just turn it down. Don't turn it off. Just turn it down and let's hear Rin's version of it.
All right, hold on. Just turn it down, all right? You ready to hear my version? Let's hear my version. Open your eyes. Oh my God, it's so different. It's mind-blowingly different.
Okay, my turn now. Let's see.
Okay.
Good. Oh yeah, hard thumping beat there. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah, Nicole wins.
You know what? I think
turn it down, Nicole. Nicole wins. Turn it down again, Nicole. Listen.
Brandon, I hear
it. I don't know. There's something different. Maybe not.
You're just,
you know what I bet too
apart.
Is that whatever. I am totally nitpicking. That's what I do.
Ridiculous.
I wonder if it has to do with.
I got like five more albums that I pulled. Now we're not going to get to it.
We're getting to them. We'll just go late. Listen,
getting lost in the weeds.
You're right. We are. Okay. Never mind.
Nicole, just pile down. What are you going to say, Sarah? I want to hear what you have to say.
Nothing. You. I think it's that I'm hearing
that I win,
what you send to the station, and then it comes from the station to me. And I think there's because yours sounds more muffled.
Nicole, like, what do you think?
They sound exactly the same to me.
Yeah. John, do you think they sound slightly different?
Yes, I do.
Think that they sound slightly different.
But very similar. I mean.
Well, John said, so I win.
Okay.
You know what? You are all winners.
No.
Bryn, Nicole,
someone
Sarah, you guys are all winners.
Someone has to
Everybody
be a loser.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Next up, another song off the new Erasure album called The Neon.
Oh, we're still doing that? All right.
Aren't we? We only played one.
Yeah, I know, but there's so many other albums. All right, here it is. This is Hey Now, Think I Got a Feeling.
Well, I definitely want to dance, so mission accomplished, Erasure. All right, that is a couple songs from The Neon by Erasure. Apparently, they need more cowbell. I want to do the Lemon Twigs next so that I make sure we get to this. This is one of my kid's favorite bands. He loves this. I saw it this morning. I'm like, fine, let's hear what this one sounds like. It's called Songs for the General Public. It's their third album. They're an American band from Long Island, and they're fronted by these two brothers. And if you want to go down a rabbit hole of just like weird looking kids that that are clearly embracing their weirdness. And,
oh yeah, you know. I'm the one who pulled that. And their album art, I was like, I can't tell if they're sisters or brothers.
They're both. They're sister brothers. Mm-hmm. They're fun, actually. I kind of enjoyed that. I went down that same rabbit hole this morning. Their names are Brian and Michael Didario, which, by the way, is a big guitar string maker. I wonder if they have anything to do with that family. When you buy strings, don't you usually Didario strings?
That's one of them. Yeah.
Anyway, this record is called Songs for the General Public, The Lemon Twigs. Let's hear what they're up to. Why does my kid
Hell
like this band?
Hell on Wheels.
On your own trip, and we were hell on wheels, hell on wheels. A dirty screaming, white-eyed chains, looking for a place to dream. Hell on wheels.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Give me another one.
No one holds you, and in parentheses is closer than the one you haven't met. Horrible.
Each other for a moment, but then it was clear that these eyes, they weren't mine. They failed me all the time. I'm gonna leave you alone, despite the light that might have shown. Take care.
No, that's great. They kind of remind me of Jellyfish in a way, like interesting changes and that's Lemon Twigs called Songs for the General Public. That's their third album, and you know, I like it. I guess I would, I was bound to like it. I'm gonna hear it on my streaming device. Okay, you get to pick. We've got a new record from the old 97s or the EP from Troye Sivan. Which one do you want to do? Or do you want to do one from both?
And then we'll call it.
Okay. Your favorite one from the old 97s. This is their 12th album. It's called 12th. They're pioneers of the alt country music.
Here's the Dropouts.
All right.
My one true love is this cheap guitar. Everybody's playing harmony rock, yeah. Everybody's sleeping on a hardwood floor.
It's a very interesting mix.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I was just thinking that, Bryn. Yeah, the mix is odd.
It's jangly, sort of, you know, heavy on the snare. The lead vocalist describes the band style as loud folk. And now we'll hear one song from Troye Sivan, who is also an actor. He actually got a Golden Globe nomination for Best Original Song for a song from Boy Erased. He had a small role in that. He was also in an X-Men film. He was young Wolverine in X-Men's Origins Wolverine. Oh. So he's got some acting under his belt. He's a big YouTuber as well, an Australian kid. And he's got a 6-track EP out called In a Dream. Let's hear what
here
you pulled.
Here is Rager Teenager.
In your bed tonight, I just want to sing loud. I just want to lose myself in a crowd. In your arms tonight, Ernie's arms tonight. Am I the Rager Teenager? Trying to figure it out. Living a season of screaming and turning.
I think we're playing that. I feel like I've heard that. No?
I'm asking. It's popular.
James. Yeah, that's a,
I think it's a good tune.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Good lyrics. I want to lose myself in a crowd in your arms tonight. Oh, I got this one. Well, that's a cool sort of a phrase. Check this out. Thank you, Anderson.
Really, is that necessary? It was a very serious, heartfelt tune.
Well, teenagers.
Take apart
so
all lyrics. Come on.
So angsty. I liked it. I was saying I liked it. I thought it was good. Okay, you guys, I'm going to say Bryn and Nicole, you did a fantastic job pulling the music. I'm sorry that John had to interrupt you so much. God, he's annoying.
Oh, he's great.
So,
why doesn't Nicole have a windscreen on her microphone?
Oh.
I don't have
valid
one.
Valid point there. I never thought about that.
There's one in my top drawer.
Yeah, but, you know, COVID.
Oh, well, you think it might have died by now, the COVID? It's been 6 months since I've been in there.
That's true.
Okay, sorry. Yo, carry on with
by
this.
The way, now that we've talked this long, even though we were about to say goodbye, Jane has answered me back. She says, the Troye Sivan song? No, we played his other stuff. My Youth and Wild are some of my favorite songs of the last 5 years. So I don't know if we're going to get to Rage Your Teenager, but that was the song we heard today. All right, Bryn, are you going to do after the break?
Another pretty good hangover cure, apparently. So let's check that out and see how to, you know, we can cure ourselves.
I may need that tomorrow.
Saturday night, you know?
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.